Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Alaska is joining at least 12 other states in opting out of a federal program that pays the unemployed an extra $300 a week in benefits. The state points to 19,000 jobs that were available in Alaska as of last week. KTOO's Rasha McChesney reports.
Alaska has seen a surge in new jobs in the last few months, and state officials say they're trying to fill them with at least some of the 36,000 people who are getting unemployment benefits in the state. Department of Labor Commissioner Tamika Ledbetter said during a Friday press conference that labor officials decided to cut off that extra aid after talking to employers and the business community.
It is time for Alaskans who are able and available to go to work.
Economists and policymakers are pushing back on that. They say that this is a complex problem that doesn't have a simple fix. Anchorage economist Musin Ghatabi says that trying to force people to take jobs by cutting their benefits may not be the best tool for the job. In an ideal world, Ghatabi says policymakers could make work more attractive.
Provide some return to work bonus.
Ghatabi and other state economists say that while there are some people who are making enough in unemployment benefits to completely cover income from the jobs they lost, that is not the whole problem. Ledbetter acknowledged that when she announced she was cutting the program.
For those Alaskans still burdened by lack of childcare or transportation or other issues, I understand the challenges.
To do that, several lawmakers said Friday that this is not the right time to cut benefits. From KTOO in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.
The extra $300 a week unemployment benefits will end June 12th. The Anchorage Assembly voted Friday to end the city's mask mandate. Alaska Public Media reports that the move follows new guidance released Thursday by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Private businesses or organizations may still require masks. I'm Dan Bross.